Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. Come on in, sit down, relax. The doors are open, and I want to welcome you to Morning Coffee with Flava on Flava's Lounge Radio. What a perfect song to start out today's show with, Be Kind by Cleveland Jones. So much has been going on in my head, and it's a topic you will probably hear me talk about frequently. It's like, what if we helped each other? What if we showed support? What if we were there when somebody needed us? I think we live in a society right now where everybody is just kind of doing it on their own. surviving on their own, trying to figure it out on their own, don't necessarily have the budget to market who they are and what they do as a public person, personality, or business. And I've been putting this out on social media for a while. I appreciate the back and forth today on it. And sometimes I just really think, how do we find those people that are willing to help us? And I'm not going to say that you need to help just everyone, right? Because when you help someone, I hope that you are doing that because you trust and believe in who they are and what they're doing. Sometimes you can, you know, love somebody, but you're really not digging on what it is that they're doing. And I think that's a challenge right there, too, because I think that, oh, you know, it's my family, it's my friends, whatever, they need to step up and support. I kind of get that, but I don't, because I think that people should step up and support what they like. And just because they don't like it doesn't necessarily mean they're a hater, unless they're bad talking it, you know. But I have this on my heart and soul and have for a long time. But what if we helped each other? You know, I play a different role in the game of arts and entertainment. I try to show support. I try to create platforms where creative souls can gain exposure from people that are following me, whether it's my social media, whether it's my radio shows, whether it's my blogs, my YouTube channel, whatever it is. That's my angle. That's what God put me here to do. And I think that we need to, you know, connect and just explore what is out there and what just, you know, makes sense to be connected to. I heard, I can picture his face, one of the motivational speakers, and he's also a minister, say on social media the other day, one of the things you should say to someone as you meet them when you're out, you know, amongst as a business, a personality, a public person, who do you know that I should know? I thought that was an interesting statement. But sometimes it comes down to that, right? If you connect with people and you're networking with the right people, they can put you in front of maybe somebody else, you know, other people that can help you or maybe may love what it is that you're doing. And that's what I hope that you feel out of me. I'm not a big person. I'm not a big wig, whatever. I am known in some circles around the world, right? But I hope that you feel my sincerity when I show support, because I love creative souls. I am a supporter of small businesses too, because, you know, I owned a coffee house back in Seattle, and trust and believe, it was not easy. It was not easy to be a business owner, but God blessed me in birthing my passion for creative souls there. So I want to jump into some more music before I come back and continue talking to you. I'm going to play Anything by Terry Remsen.
Been all my life. You smell so good and you dressed up nice. You know I'm so hooked. You got me shook, baby. You drive me crazy. You want me to chase you in the fast lane so I can get next to you. Through stormy weather and rain, you remain in my brain. To be with you, I'll do anything. come with you. Love taking chances with you in every night and day.
You're making me happy.
So happy, you're satisfying. Oh baby, I missed you constantly. The same about me. Oh, so crazy, but in a good way. And for you, I will do anything.
many reasons I should give up, but everything I've seen till now seem worth it. It's how I've seen the love of God shine on me, even though I don't always deserve it. I just keep pressing my way towards heaven, because I know it's all a part of life.
Thankful.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. This is where I come every Saturday. Today, I started out with some coffee, but now I've switched to some tea. And otherwise, you know, I'm playing some great indie music, right? And got some things to talk about. So in this last set, I played Terry Remsen with Anything, going into Peter Wayne with I'll Give You My Heart, Jay Treese with Starlight, Brian Christopher with Thankful, and Patrice Isley with Silence. I hope you're doing well this Saturday. I am doing actually pretty good. Wednesday was my birthday, and it was kind of a challenge for me. First of all, I am a Cancer, obviously, and also I'm an empath, and I'm from Seattle, Washington, and I was missing my babies, my family, my loved ones. Life in Vegas has been challenging for me. It has been challenging for me, but I am working through it, and I'm getting to a good place for myself. Last weekend, I released my first Tell You Story with Flava featuring Mark Van Claggett. You can hear it on Blog Talk Radio. You can hear it on YouTube, Anchor, Spotify, my blog at flavanews.com. I distributed it all over, you know, my network. So check that out. I'm grateful that Mark let me, you know, use him as my guinea pig, because I had to learn some things. Your girl had to learn some things to get this project out. But, excuse me, as time goes by, you know, I'm going to get better and better. But, Mark, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that you let me, you know, tell your story first. And I learned some things, and this particular story is very, very special to me. So I did a blog last weekend on poetry, paint, and potions, a spoken word painting event here in Las Vegas. It was one of my favorite experiences of Las Vegas since I've been here the past 4 years. I'm so grateful that I went to it. So you can check out my blog on flavanews.com on poetry, paint, and potions. And I really appreciate the people a part of that event, their support that they have shown me in return, in appreciation for me coming and in appreciation for my blog and sharing it with their networks on social media. So I'm so very, very grateful. So it kind of comes down to that. And I've been having some conversations and really, really thinking this through about reciprocity, about supporting each other, excuse me, and thinking through what that really, really looks like. And do we do things because we want to be supported? The bottom line is, of course we do. Of course, if we put ourselves out there publicly, we want support. We're doing something, we're saying something that we want people to buy into. We want people to support. But is that the whole reason? I think sometimes we need to get back to the point where we're doing it because it just makes us feel good. And, you know, what's that balance between it all? You know, I've been having a conversation on social media and on the phone and all with people, like remembering the days when we could just get on the phone, and we used to get on the phone and actually talk to each other and say, you know, let's meet up. Let's go to this concert. Let's go to this restaurant. Let's go to this club. You know, let's hang out at the park. We would make phone calls and we would make plans to meet up with people. And now it just seems that people can put it out on social media, what they're doing. But how many people of what I identify as being a part of the indie scene are really, really getting that support that they deserve? You know, when you're a creative soul, you put a lot of yourself into your project. And you're hoping that what you've created is authentic to who you are and can be appreciated by others. When you're a small business, you hope that what you have created is something that is going to be relevant to other people's lives, and that they will come by, you know, and support because it's something for them. I think that so much of what we experience out in life is when we want to feel it, we want to experience it. It's something that is for our enjoyment, meets our needs, something like that. That's when it's the best thing. So how do we go about finding those people who we can connect with and will help support us, help spread the word? You know, I think that is one of the things that is so very, very challenging. And it's something I'm determined to kind of figure out. And hopefully you will help me figure this out also. So, you know, what I do is I support great independent artists. Does not mean that I don't support great Vegas entertainers, because I do. But my passion, my purpose is that original stuff, that authentic, that may not always be perfect when you experience it in person. But, you know, I remember the days at Flava Coffee House at my open mics, and, you know, when people who were seasoned at doing what they do could get up on stage with ease, and when people who were novice at it and still were welcome to come on the stage. I mean, there were times that I even got on my own stage, you know, and tried my hand at spoken word, you know, but there's nothing like, you know, just experiencing something that you can feel is from somebody's soul, that you know it came from them. And that's what excites me. Through Poetry, Paint, and Potions on Instagram, I've gotten connected to some great creative souls, from painters to you know, people that create, you know, oils and jewelry and, you know, kind of a holistic kind of feel to spoken word and music. And that really excites me. So there's a painter over on Instagram that I'm following, and I think that I am going to be purchasing one of her pieces so that I can hang it here in my home. So, you know, I love when something captures my attention and says, you know what, Lady Flava, step up and show support beyond what you normally do. So this morning I decided to treat myself to some things that were created by some creative souls and small business owners. So I bought some music, I bought some coffee, and I bought a book. So excited. I'm so excited about this, you know, because... you know, it just makes me feel good. You know, I love creative souls. I love supporting. And, you know, that's why I'm here. That's why I do what I do, because it feels good. And it's what God put me on this journey to do. So I'm going to find some more music to play for you. Who do I want to play? I'm going to play this piece. And I believe he's got some new music out. I need to check and see if it's actually been released. But this is Robin Anthony with Tear You Down.
When you see me walking down the street, I know you're wondering who is he. But really, I'm a simple man trying to give the best of me. need me. I am a lion from the jungle of Zion. I am a fighter, you are a winner. So let me uplift ya. We need each other more than you know now. The government evil is out of control now. They don't care about us, the better without us. We gotta decrease this black on black stuff.
Just praying, Lord, save his life. Take mine in the change if you got him. But if you let us both go, I'm going hotter. Promise, Lenoni is the guard of me. Ain't a force that exists that's stopping me. Crazy, maybe, but you can't see what I can't see. Just understand possibly, can't do none if not do me. Can't let things just slip by. Blessed to be let to have a second try. And I know there won't be no third. Make it the most of what I got in that herb.
When I was down, I searched inside. Too much time spent trying to survive this life. Something when you start to come around.
won't turn it back, nah. Gotta keep it moving. Gotta make that change when you make your mind, when you're out pursuing, yeah. This for the tune living. Never let them take away your vision. Keep pushing till you got that pull. Stay real and unstoppable.
When I was down, I searched inside. Too much time spent trying to survive this life. Right now, what I'm doing is me. I'm unstoppable. Got so low, I needed help. Getting back was hard without being myself. All I have to do is me.
Ain't no stopping me now.
When I was down, I searched inside. Too much time spent trying to survive this life. Right now, what I'm doing is me.
I'm unstoppable.
Got so low, I needed help.
Keeps well next to, and I know just to understand how your love can washed and burned it away. No more gold, just traces of red and gray. The moon shines down on all creation. The moon shines down on my desolation. A new moon is cut, a new moon is gone. Moon shine down on my desperation. Eternity is the sum of each step that I take. Instead of the promises we'd make, a faded sign, the end of a chapter. Now I walk alone into disaster. Come to me now, put an end to my sorrow. Tell me there is hope for tomorrow. No more loneliness, longing and pain. No waiting by your door in vain. The moon shines down on my desolation. A new moon is cut, a new moon is gone. Moon shines down on my desperation.
Thank you so much for stopping by Flavor's Lounge Radio this morning, joining me for Morning Coffee with Flavor. Like I said a little bit earlier, I started out with some coffee, but now I am drinking some hot tea. I get this cough, you know, and it drives me absolutely crazy. I don't know if it's allergies, the dust in the air, the dryness of the air down here in Las Vegas, but this cough drives me crazy. So sometimes when I drink coffee, because, you know, I have to put cream in my coffee, you know, and dairy products can clog your throat. I switched over to drinking some tea, but I hope you enjoyed the music that I played in this last set. The first track I played was Robin Anthony with Tear You Down. And let me tell you a little bit about Robin Anthony. I first encountered him performing at Sherry Gordy Presents Take the Stage when I was back in Seattle and would host the cyber parties around the world for her. And I thought he was an amazing talent. When I moved here to Las Vegas, he was doing a show at a small venue in Henderson, which wasn't too far from where I lived at that time. And I loved seeing him perform live. Let me tell you, a great vocalist, but an amazing performer. He's very engaging. He's dynamic on the stage. Just really, really loved seeing him perform live. And then just to know that he is doing his own music, I'm digging on his sound because it doesn't sound like anybody else, you know, and it's very different than what you might see him perform on stage when he's singing cover songs, which he does that well, you know, but to know that he's got original music, that excites me. Then going into BK, with her piece Unstoppable. She's a young lady that I wished I met to Vegas because she was in California when originally I started following her and playing her music. And then she moved up to the Seattle area and I just never had the opportunity to get out and actually meet her in person. But she's somebody I will always, always support. Then go into Avia. Amazing. Amazing vocalist. Like when I think about Flawless, the man has a flawless voice, and I played his piece Crazy in Love. Nina Bradlin, was introduced to her many years ago. She's all the way from Switzerland. She sent me her CD, and I love the sound of her music and her flavor. And then closing out the set with somebody I hope to meet one day. I do. His name is Antonio Ferraro, and the piece that I played was One Solution. We've been connected for many, many years as I've been on internet radio. Originally, he was in Italy. When I first met him, I do believe that he's in Paris, France now. I love watching his live videos of his performances all over the place. He has played and plays with some of the best in the world. Sometimes he has the opportunity to go to New York to perform. And he reached out to me when I was in Seattle, and he really wanted to come to Seattle. And I just don't have the budget to do something like that. But, man, one day, if I do have that opportunity, I definitely will bring him because I think he would be a phenomenal, phenomenal artist for you to experience. But see, this is what I do. I love creative souls, and I'm blessed to be connected to creative souls all over the world. I am so very, very blessed, and that's why I come here every Saturday. I say this all the time. I say it every week. This is my favorite show to do. And honestly, it's my most popular show that I do. So I don't know if you guys like me talking. I'm not sure what the draw is to Morning Coffee with Flavor, but I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And as you can see, I hope you see, I play some great, great independent music. And why am I drawn to that? I think it's just because mainstream media has so many opportunities to get out there. But when it comes to what I identify as independent, it's people like myself. We're doing it on our own. We're trying to gain a spotlight and have people pay attention and support who we are and what we do, you know, and it's a struggle. you know, to get out there and market yourself and feel that you have a relevance, you know, and you have something that people will want to experience. And I've been blessed to be on the radio since 2009. I had a break. I took a break when I moved from Seattle down here. And when that happened, it was challenging. And it still is challenging to get back to where I was once upon a time on Blog Talk Radio and Internet Radio. It's challenging since Facebook chose to forcibly change my name to Susan Koshy when my brand is Lady Flava. But you know what? I'm trying really hard to get past all of that and just do what it is that God put into me to do. And that's just support great talents. And today I'm smiling. You know, this was a rough week for me. It really, really was a rough week for me. And, you know, I go back and forth on peace and inspiration in Vegas, you know, and da-da-da-da-da. You know, you've heard me talk about it on my shows, and I want to get to the point that I stop talking about that part, and I just feel excited. Well, today I feel excited. I bought some new music. I bought some coffee because, you know, this girl right here, she loves her some coffee. And I bought a book, and I'm really excited about this book because this particular author, I read a book many years ago when I owned my coffee house, Flava Coffee House in Seattle. I read one of her books for a review, and it took me in a direction I did not see coming. And I love that about her book. So I cannot wait to get B. Sharice's new book in the mail. So, and hopefully maybe I might get back to doing book reviews because that's something that I was first known for as Lady Flava, is being a book reviewer of African-American literature. So you just never know. You never know. She might kind of inspire me, on top of the fact my brother's got some books out. So I need to push myself to see if I can get back to that. But this is what I do. I love original creativity. It's just, I don't know. I think that there's a different feel when you know that it comes from somebody's soul. It's a part of who they are. And I think that's what makes it hard when you're independent and you're doing something original, because you want somebody to buy into it and fall in love with it, right? So that's why I'm here every Saturday, to support great, great talents. And hopefully, if I can work this out, you know, Blog Talk is a little challenging from when I used to be on here, because I used to be able to have people call in and chop it up with me, or to do features on the leopard carpet and all of that. I did have some listeners on the line with me the other night for Flava's Groove, so that was kind of exciting to see. But they don't make it so easy. So I need to see if I can work that through. And I've been trying to explore if there's another option out there for internet radio where I can do talk radio and have people call into my shows. And I don't know if that's really exists anymore. So because I'm not finding it. And I did see somewhere that a blog was written saying that Blog Talk is the place if you want to do talk radio and have people call in. So anyway, we'll see if I can work this out. But if nothing else, I hope to be able to figure out how to do phone interviews with people so that I can play it on the air. And go check out Tell Your Story with Flava, featuring Mark Van Claggett. It's my first in the series of this particular project, but it's very special to me because he's somebody I love and care for very, very much. So let me jump back into playing some more music for you. And what direction do I want to take you? I sit here and scroll down my list, and my list is getting larger and larger and larger. And let me play a piece by an artist that I didn't even know was out of the Pacific Northwest until my colleague Miles Anthony introduced me to his sound. And Miles is all the way out there in Brooklyn, New York. So I'm going to play a piece by Alan Stone, and I'm going to play Oh, which piece do I want to play? I'm going to play Naturally by Alan Stone.
You're not Daisy. Her shape and type don't need advice, but she paints some of that face, makes sure that the blemishes hide. Coffee and cigarettes, calories new surrounding next. Don't it up for disrespect. Disrespect, boxing bills and boasting figures, dressing all the wasting hits. Body's right, the world is sick, world is sick, world is sick.
ashes. Make believe that Mother Earth won't die for our poor judgment. Make believe that we will rise and make believe in paradise and love.
I can't wait to see you. Uh-huh. I'm emotionally barred, I'm emotionally far out. This what I'm about. Red eyes, hazy eyes, got nothing to disguise. Gun mask and clean like glass, see my eyes. Yeah, focused on the movement, daily improvement. And psycho wanna be worldwide like Michael. With lyrics to decipher, meet with pipers, talk with lifers. Spark fire to ignite us. Got a place on the planet, strong like granite. Human black man, damn it, I demand it. America is only preparing you for trickery and deceit. Billionaires and state of police, land of the streets. Yo, how about pavement with no enslavement or sacrifice where you get the fair price? Yo, my life is captured, red embedded. I'm two-headed at the century mark, I start to dread it. No regret it, it's emotional. I'm just emotional. Victim, get into a prison, I like to be free, it's the MC in me, yeah, gotta do damage, while cool and self-manage, my balance help me with my talents, uh-huh, yeah, I know it's a gift, so I use to uplift, yeah, I break you in the dice game with two remain, but the spirit is to give it, at least that's how I talk, so I live it, yeah, I like the finer things, so sometimes I might sheen like an apple growing, I be knowing and learning, still looking for advice, yo, this is my life, yeah, emotional life. I say this is my life, yeah. It's emotional. I'm just emotional. I'm emotionally scarred, I'm emotionally barred, I'm emotionally far out. This is what I'm about.
Lady Flava from the Pacific Northwest. So this last set was dedicated to artists that origins are in the Pacific Northwest. So I played Alan Snow with Naturally, Tess Henley with Wonderland, Tony Hill with Coffee Shop, Sheldon Butler with Make Believe, Heath Martin with Tell Me, and Black Stacks My Family with their new track Emotional. I hope you're doing well. I'm just sitting here grooving, drinking my tea, playing some music, and kind of talking about what it looks like to support. Sorry, I had to take a sip of tea. But anyway, I'm just trying to figure this out and how possibly I can impress upon people the importance of showing support, especially to talents or to businesses or even it's just a one-on-one personal thing, you know. You just don't know how you could step up and make the difference for somebody, you know, if it's just letting them know you see them, you know, you're there, that you want to be a listening ear. If it's hitting that share button on social media and sharing with your network about them. If it's, you know, writing something, a review, a thought, a statement about your experience of someone else. If it's purchasing, you know, their product, their service, attending a show, you know, showing support. We the people are the most powerful tool in social media, in person marketing and promotions. You know, we're the most valuable tool out there is when we spread the word for somebody that we believe in, somebody that we like what they're doing. So I think it's something I will always talk about, something I will always feel in my soul is one of the most important things and most important gifts that we can give each other is just being there and being a support. Again, you know, I will not sit here and say to support anybody and just anything. I think that you got to love it. You got to feel what it is. You got to believe in it, you know. So I don't say, you know, to show support if you cannot wholeheartedly, you know, say that you love what it is that you're sharing. But social media is one of the most challenging avenues out there. You know, I'm on so many different social medias. I haven't figured them all out. And it's time consuming, you know, and so it's like, okay, is it effective to be on so many social medias? I just figured out where the Instagram messages are. I was like pushing back and forth on my phone the other night. I'm like, oh, look at that. There are people who sent me messages and it looks like they're artists. And I'm like, okay. I took away Facebook Messenger because I was getting so much spam and just mess in there. And I can't do that. I can't do that. And it felt like, you know, if you really want to connect with me as an artist or on a business level or something, you know how to reach me by email. It's funny how people have your phone number. And they don't contact you on your phone, but they send you a social media message. That I find interesting, too. But I want to get connected. So I'm going to figure this out on the different social medias. And I definitely will go and check out my Instagram messages because it doesn't look like it's spammed over there and respond accordingly. And the sad thing is there's, I think, messages that go back years. So maybe that won't even make sense to respond, but I'll check it out, you know. But I think that why I'm so adamant about showing support and spreading the word is probably because I was a struggling business owner. The other thing, too, is I witnessed the adults in my world help people, you know, and I think that makes a difference how you're raised, you know, and what morals and values were instilled in you. Whether it was from your family or something you gravitated towards in your life. But I was blessed to witness my parents, my godmother, the adults in their world that I was exposed to. They stepped up and showed support. And I think I valued that. Maybe not back then, but as I matured, became older, became a mother, became a grandmother, you know, became Lady Flava. I realized the importance of showing support and being there and just being sincere in recognizing who just, you know, matters to you in your world. And I'm blessed. I have people in my life, you know, that support me and uplift me and understand my personality and understand, you know, my soul. And I'm grateful to those people that show me their support in a variety of ways. So I come here to Blog Talk Radio and I play great music. And on Saturdays, I do this show called Morning Coffee with Flava, where I share my thoughts. Today it's about supporting. I play great independent music. I started out with some coffee. Now I've gravitated to some tea and just love being here. I'm sitting here grooving when I play the music, and then I'm like, oops, maybe I should start talking again instead of playing music. But thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me here on Flava's Lounge Radio for Morning Coffee with Flava and making this my most popular show that I do on Blog Talk Radio. I'm exploring, you know, if I should expand what I do on internet radio and what that looks like. I really like doing live shows, so, but I'm exploring, and, you know, there are some other avenues that I could put my shows up, and trying to decide if I should take my Blog Talk shows and put them up over there or whatever. So, but this is what I love to do, okay? And just, I'm grateful to those of you that have hung in there with me for years, who have supported me and, you know, just been there in my corner to let me know that it matters what I do. I've got about like 20 minutes left in the show, and I want to play some more music for you. I'm so glad I played some music from the Pacific Northwest. That's home. And one thing you need to understand about me, Seattle is my home. Las Vegas is where I live, and I will always, always, always represent my home. But let me take you back to some more great independent music, and this is James Cola with his piece, Yes.
you want, whatever you want, baby. I just wanna make you my baby.
Dreams come true, 'cause can't nobody love you like I do. Ain't no love like me and you. Look into my eyes, girl, see what you've been missing. I know you want this feeling, 'cause I can see your body trembling.
Two snaps.
Got to be, got to be. be listening. Our two souls are desperate to be as one. We're both all grown, and we're all alone. It's just you and me, and we both agree. Our bodies are talking so clearly.
Hey, your body
speaks to
my body.
Baby, I swear
I want your body.
Oh, oh,
all over my body.
It's the way you speak with your body.
Ooh,
this is our shot. Hope we don't stop all night. You know, this just feels so right. Oh, the game we could have played, oh, we're not wasting time with fate. If everything's a go, then we'll both know. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Feeling you too, sitting here looking eye to eye, and our body language is talking, just having the best time of our life. We're not even touching yet. Temptation is strong and the pressure is on. Ain't no way this could go
away.
Well, this is the best conversation.
I want your body.
With my name in a
verb.
You're talking to my body now, yes you are. So thoughtful and deep.
Wow, we've come to the end of Morning Coffee with Flava today. I feel amazing. I hope you enjoyed the music that I played. I hope you enjoyed, or maybe think about what I talked about, showing support. And if you love coffee, let me know. I bought some coffee from Tranquil Bliss today or something like that. Anyway, this is where I am every Saturday. And I love being here, and I love sharing my flavor with you, and I appreciate your support, and I appreciate you making this the popular show that I do. So until next Saturday, have a great day, have a blessed week, and take care. All right. Bye-bye.